been a long time in the waiting, and it really does give us opportunity now to provide more locally based services to the communities and patients across the health service in that area.
One of the primary reasons for developing primary care centres, as it were, is to try and keep people within their communities as much as possible, and if possible at all, keep them away from hospitals. We have people in that region, we'll be going to Sligo, people in that region going to Letterkenny. Much easier for them now to get those services locally in their own primary care centre, and hopefully that's something that can be built on in the coming months and years.
The centre has been on the kind of the focus for the HSE for a long time, but it has also then been the focus under the Sláinte Care programme. And as you said, you know, we aim to provide our services such as physiotherapy, dietetic, public health nursing, occupational therapy, our community medical services, our disability services, our mental health services, much more locally. And then many visiting services then, specialist services coming to Donegal town. And as you say, it's about that enabling the patient to have closer access to their care in the heart of their own community, and also then reducing the footfall to our acute hospitals. We've come a long way. However, we do acknowledge, you know, we still have more to do, and both, you know, Minister Donnelly and ourselves in the health service remain very committed to the delivery of that safe, high quality service to our communities across the Donegal region.
We've seen recent openings in Buncrana, in Newton Cunningham, and others on the cards for the future as well.
That's right. And as they say, our job isn't done or finished by any means. And we will continue, as they say, we have more to do. Next week, we're opening our community x-ray department in Letterkenny. We've already taken massive amounts of people who are on a waiting list for non-complex x-rays in our hospital in Letterkenny to the community, which again gives people more timely access, quicker reporting on their x-rays, and also GP referrals. So, you know, all of this, you know, it enables multidisciplinary working. We can see several health services in one building, so a person can go to their dentist and may then also have an appointment, be it with the public health nurse or OT, all under the same roof. And it enables us as well then for further collaboration and interactions for the benefit of the patients. We've also to be very mindful that our GPs are also present in the building, so it allows again for that seamless transition from one healthcare provider to another. And for us ourselves, you know, to work very much united then for the benefit of the patient.